Hey, everybody. Look, there are a lot of people creating podcasts every single day, and there are a ton of platforms to choose from. But for us at Car Wash the Podcast, Anchor just made sense. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way to make a podcast. First, you cannot beat the price. It's free. Second, there are creation tools inside of Anchor that allow you to record your podcast, edit your podcast, and sound great from your phone or computer. No fancy hardware required. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you. Look, that's a hard thing to figure out on your own. So this way, Anchor makes sure you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also start monetizing your podcast right away with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. If you're looking to start a podcast and you want a great platform, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast, your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. So put it in neutral, feet off the brakes, and take your hands off the steering wheel, because here we go. Here is your guide on this journey, Car Wash Magazine Editor-in-Chief, Matt DeWolf.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of Car Wash the podcast that makes you a better car washer and a slightly better human being. Yes, friends, slightly better. But you know what's going to make you a lot better human being and a lot better car washer? That is going to the Car Wash Show 2021 in Las Vegas, November 15 through 17. Guess what? I will see you there. It's coming up really quickly. We were just there not too long ago, in fact, getting ready for you all to show up. And, you know, I got to tell you that things in Las Vegas are picking up. It was a little bit eerie the first time we walked into one of the casino spaces. But, you know, now things are getting back to normal. They've got plenty of staff in those casinos, if that is your thing. For some of us, that is. For some of us, it is not. In this episode, though, we're talking about an operator who's been in this Las Vegas car wash market for a long time. We're going to talk to Scott Horner from Terrible's Car Wash in Las Vegas. Yes, my friends, Terrible's Car Wash. And we're getting into some conversation around unmanned express tunnels, niching down to compete with competition, and a little bit of in-bay conversation. So check out this conversation with Scott Horner from Terrible's Car Wash in Las Vegas, Nevada. Live and in person today in Las Vegas. I've got my, you can't see this, but I've got my gambling shirt on. I got my gambling socks on. We are rolling and rocking here in Las Vegas. We're going to be here again in just a couple of months for the Car Wash Show 2021, November 15th through 17th. We'll see you there. But for now, we're going to talk to the man himself, Scott Horner. Scott, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Matt.
Hey, I am so excited to be here with you because I think we've got some really impressive stuff going on in this market. The industry is super hot, but before we get into all that, tell me, how in the world did you end up in car washing?
long story.
We've got time.
Okay. I actually started with the Terrible's team in high school.
Okay.
Got a job, summer job in high school, vacuuming cars, and I've been there just about ever since. So I've been with the Terrible's team for 35 years now.
Wow.
Got a chance to do just about every job along the way, vacuuming cars, driving cars on, wiping cars, managing detail, a little bit of just about everything along the way.
And you're still here.
I'm still here, still standing, even through COVID.
You made it on the side.
So,
yes. Okay, so that's how you got into it. You've stayed for some reason. You know, you get, like we always say, you get the chemistry in your blood and you can't get out. Tell me a little bit about Terrible's as a company. Give us kind of the lay of the land, so to speak.
Terrible's is a family-owned business. They've got 156 convenience stores. We've got 57 car washes. We've got 10 self-serves. And we've got 7 more convenience store car washes in construction right now. So we've got 7 of them going now.
You've got some things going on.
Got a couple
you've
things
got,
going
just
on.
Just a little busy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you're busy. Everybody in this industry is busy right now. It's kind of crazy how much people are growing and how much is changing just in the last couple of years. I know in Vegas, you guys kind of hung out and you were kind of one of the only players in this space for a while, but that's changing. What is that doing for Terribles?
Yeah, you're exactly right. A lot of car washes going in Vegas right now, a lot of competition. We've kind of shifted a little bit over the last couple of years. Actually, it's been probably a little bit longer than that. We've dived into unmanned tunnels, which has been a real challenge.
We're going to talk about that.
And we've also gotten into the in-bay automatic, the touch-free world.
Yeah, okay.
So we've done quite a few of those lately also, which I never thought I would be doing in-bay automatics. I grew up in the tunnels and that's all I knew.
Yeah.
And today we're doing quite a few of them and I'm actually surprised how well they're really doing.
So let's talk about, that's what I love about live, my friends. You can't hear me, but that's okay. So we are live. We're gonna talk about, let's go to in-bays first, then we're gonna come back to unmanned tunnels because unmanned tunnels is a whole different beast. Tell me what you're seeing on the in-bay side and how that's working for customers and kind of what's been surprising for you in that.
Yeah, the in-bays, I'm really shocked at, you know, you've got to wait. It's five minutes a wash. So I'm shocked that people are waiting as long as they're waiting for the in-bays. We're seeing there is a customer out there for that touch-free and they really want that touch-free or they just, I don't know if it's they don't want any interaction at all. They can come in, do their social media and online or do their emails and catch up on that while they're waiting and then get the touch-free car wash. So it's amazing. I'm really shocked at how well those are all doing.
Well, and you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, there's such a push in this industry right now for friction and tunnels and big express operations. And you guys are going the completely different direction. I think that's fascinating. Why?
Yeah, it's a niche that nobody's really filling here, and we're seeing the success with it. It's going really well.
That's super cool. Okay, so in bays, let's talk about how that plays into another big topic in the industry, your subscriptions. So you guys are doing unlimiteds with your in bays. Does that cross over into your tunnels as well? How does that all work?
Yes, actually, we started it quite a few years ago, and we've added those in-bays into our monthly passes.
Okay.
So today you can get a car wash at an unmanned tunnel like this, or you can go to our in-bay, or you could go to a manned tunnel. You can go at any one of those 57 locations right now and use your monthly pass.
Yep. Well, and you were saying off-camera, one of the benefits is it's 24/7.
Yes, those in-bay touch-frees are 24/7. They're running nonstop.
And that's like, I think, a super important value add, or if you've watched any of our other episodes, you'll know the term value unique, friends, from Chip Bell, but it's value unique, right? Because if I'm an unlimited customer, I can go to any of your locations, and I can go anytime. And that's
Absolutely.
A whole different beast.
And especially, even if it's raining really bad and you're closed, you can keep those open nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're great. And with the touch-free, you're almost seeing no damage.
Yeah.
So a weight off the shoulders with that also.
That's maybe our worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe our worst nightmare. Well, that and labor. So let's talk labor. Because it's impossible to find people. There's a lot of ways to tackle that problem. One is you can, you know, really buckle down and figure out how you're going to attract people. Two is what you guys are doing. We don't need people. We're just going to go unmanned. Talk about that decision and what you're seeing.
Yeah. So the labor market here has been really tough for everybody. And we're just trying to figure out the way to maneuver through it. You know, we've done a few more of these unmanned tunnels and we're trying to perfect the process going through. Obviously, we still have more work to figure out there, and it's a process. And we have noticed with our customers, once they get through and they've used the facility, they just keep coming back and they've got it down and it's no big deal for them. So it's a process for us and we're working through it.
Are you guys doing anything for the customer in terms of helping them through that process on the front end? Like, how did they get used to it? Is it trial and error?
Yeah, we've tried to staff some people out here once we do the grand opening and,
yep, okay.
And teach people how to use the facility. So we're doing a little bit of that on startup.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, what else are you seeing? Let's talk a little bit real quickly about Vegas market in general. What are you seeing in this space? I mean, obviously a lot of express tunnels are coming in. You guys are doing a lot of washes like this behind us, which is an unmanned shorter 80-foot tunnel. What are you seeing?
You know, it seems like there's a car wash going up everywhere right now, including us. So the car wash industry is just exploding, and it seems like everybody's doing really well.
Which is nice.
Yep.
But at some point, we're going to level off, right? And so how do you think that what Terribles is doing is maybe setting them up for success?
I think one of the advantages we definitely have is we have the convenience store, we have the fuel, we have the car wash, we have that one-stop shop. So that's our big advantage right now, and the convenience with how many locations we have. You can go all over Vegas, and also we're in southern Utah.
Okay.
We're in the Arizona market, and we're in Southern California also. So I think the convenience with us, with all three profit centers and all of our locations is a huge convenience for our customers.
Yeah, well, and I think you hit on something that's really important, which is you guys, you're regional, right? It's a geographic kind of self-saturation of the market. And I think that's a really important play if you're in this space and you're trying to grow. You gotta own your market. You gotta be the one.
Right.
I think what's going on behind here is really cool. We're going to go see another one of Scott's sites here in a little bit, I think. We're going to check out one of the in-bay operations. Tell me, what's the future look like for Terribles? Where are you guys going?
You know, with the 7 sites going right now, I was hoping to slow down a little bit with all the staff, but it looks like we're going to keep going right now. So I would guess we're in that 80 to 90 store area before too long.
Okay, Scott, so I'm going to let you get back to it here in just a minute, back to the business of washing cars, but I love to ask one question of everybody that's on the show. What is one thing that I can do today, if I'm an operator, I'm a professional car washer, that will make me better tomorrow?
Yeah, I think visiting as many operators as you can and getting involved in some of the programs like ICA does. They do a lot of those programs where you can get out and meet different people, different operators, and as many operators as you can talk to and get as much information as you can. Over the years for me, that's helped me tremendously.
Yeah, super important to get outside perspective.
Absolutely.
Scott, you couldn't have set me up any better for what I want to say next, because he just said you have to go connect with people and other operators, and guess where you can do that?
At the show.
Yeah,
here
at the
in
show,
Vegas.
You guys. That's so good. Scott, hey, thanks for being on the program. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. For you guys watching at home, if you want more shows like this, more inspirational stories, you know where to find them, carwashmagazine.com. And guess what? When you're out there with your unmanned tunnel, your in-bay, or your express operation, your full-serve, your self-serve, whatever you're doing and you're washing cars, keep it clean.
Car Wash the Podcast is your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. Our show helps investors, owners, operators, and managers think about ways to enhance their business. Our podcast is a free on-demand audio program that provides information on the latest trends impacting the industry, tips from successful industry leaders, and inspiration for our listeners.